Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rich Shiles. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The DH, Tommy Helms. Batting third. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burleson moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Smalley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Burleson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Shiles reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Heil. Miller reaches second base with a double. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Heil moves to second. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Heil scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Helms moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields the ball and throws to second. Smalley drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Smalley. Helms scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive towards the mound. Golds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Twins, 4, Red Sox, 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Mike Paxton now pitching. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Bostock moves to third. It's 5-4, Twins. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chiles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chiles for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage is walked intentionally. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doyle scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Burleson moves to third. Hobson moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Heil hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Montgomery fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Miller reaches second base with a double. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Doyle moves to second. It's Twins, 5, Red Sox, 5. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Montgomery hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doyle moves to third. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Burleson hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Montgomery and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. 2 outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Schuler now pitching. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Helms is hit by the pitch. Steve Dillard pinch runs for Tommy Helms. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hobson bunts in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillard moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillard scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chiles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Paxton covering, for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Montgomery hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. One out. Dan Ford pinch hits for Bob Randall. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bostock strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.